Glenkirk friends and family scattered across living rooms and dining rooms across our community and across the country and even in other parts of the world. Welcome this morning to our live stream of our worship service. And if you participated in our virtual VBS this week, this message today that I'm going to share is for you. And I invite parents and grandparents and siblings and students and friends and family to overhear. But this message is for you today as I share a couple of minutes. What a great week it has been in our ocean commotion experience of VBS. You know, I've always loved the ocean. In fact, in elementary school, I wanted to grow up to become an oceanographer. I loved going to the Marine Museum and Aquarium at Leo Cabrillo State Beach and exploring the tide pools along the California coast. For a few years, my parents owned a sailboat, and every weekend we would spend at the marina at Marina Del Rey Harbor. At one point, I told my mom when I wanted to be an oceanographer, she took me to the Scripps Institute of Oceanography in San Diego for a tour. Well, as I grew older, I eventually lost interest in becoming an oceanographer, but I kept my love for the ocean. In fact, even this last week on my day off, I went ocean kayaking in the Back Bay of Newport. This week's theme has been ocean commotion. And Glenkirk's VBS team of staff and volunteers has worked hard to create an experience to help kids dive deeply into the ocean of God's love and of God's truth. And I'm so grateful for all the efforts and work that they've put into it. In fact, let me read one email I received this week after day two of VBS from a family in Alhambra. This email said, "In trying to determine how to provide my children with a VBS experience this summer, I stumbled upon Glenkirk's website and immediately signed them up. From that point until now, the experience has been nothing but unbelievable. Everyone has been kind and responsive and helpful. The staff thought of everything from the boxes and the communication. The programs have been well done, not stuffy and scripted. Kudos to your staff for such a wonderful experience. I am sure you are aware of how lovely your staff and volunteers in VBS are, but I wanted to personally thank you and thank them for such a job well done. Thanks for sharing God's love with the community in this way. And yes, thanks to all of you who worked so hard as staff and volunteers, and to Amber, our assistant director of kids ministry, and thanks to the volunteers who drove all the way to places like Alhambra and Hacienda Heights and Huntington Beach to drop off VBS boxes. I heard we even mailed a box to a family in Florida for them to participate. We've had skits and songs, crafts and Bible stories. We've engaged our imagination all to experience the ocean of God's love for us this week. And during this week's ocean commotion, we've looked at five situations where Jesus really saw people. It started on Monday with Zacchaeus, and from that encounter, we learned that Jesus sees who I really am. Then we learned about Jesus seeing the woman at the well in John chapter 4, and we learned that Jesus sees my true worth. Jesus saw Nicodemus, and we learned that Jesus knows I need a Savior. On Thursday, Jesus saw a blind man from John 9, and we learned that Jesus knows my purpose. And finally, on Friday, we learned that Jesus saw the children, and we learned that Jesus loves and accepts me. Well, this morning, as we conclude our VBS week, we're going to look at a time when Jesus saw an expert. Now, an expert is a person who has special knowledge or special skills that they've developed. And there are lots of different kinds of experts. If my pipe breaks at home, I call a plumber, and an expert comes and fixes my leak. If I'm in Little League and I'm having trouble hitting the baseball, my parents might get me a hitting coach, an expert that can teach me how to hit the ball. We have medical experts and scientists who are working around the clock to help solve this public health crisis that we're in. Your teachers are experts in the subject matter that they teach you. In fact, when some of my kids were teenagers, they acted like they were experts in everything, but that's another story for another time. Now, some experts are kind of like know-it-alls. They know that they know more than most people know about something, and they like to call attention to that fact a lot. And these kinds of experts can make us feel dumb sometimes. But other experts are humble and helpful and cause our lives to be better. Well, one day an expert asked Jesus a question. Now, at that time, Jesus was debating some people who were trying to trick him. And these people found an expert in God's commands. And they sent that expert to ask Jesus a trick question. Now, this expert in God's commands was kind of a know-it-all. At least at first he was. And so this expert comes to Jesus and asks Jesus, of all of the commands that God wants us to obey, which command is the very most important? Now, back then, there were 613 different commands from God. And so to try to figure out which of those 613 commands from God was the most important was not easy. You needed an expert. And most experts back then would debate that one of the most important commandment was one of the big 10, what we call the 10 commandments. And so experts, like the one that asked Jesus this question, would argue over which of the big 10, which of the 10 commandments was the most important. Well, Jesus sees that this expert's trying to trick him. But Jesus' answer surprises him. Let me just read his answer from Mark chapter 12, verses 29 through 31. The most important one, answered Jesus, is this. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength. The second is this. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. Instead of quoting one of the big 10, Jesus quotes a completely different command from God. The command to love God with all that you have within you. But then Jesus quotes a second command. The command to love your neighbor as you love yourself. Neither of these commands are from the big 10. But Jesus says that all 611 of the other commands of God, including the Big Ten, are summed up in these two. Love God, love your neighbor. Now, this expert started as a know-it-all. He asked this question to try to show Jesus up, to prove to people that Jesus didn't know what he was talking about. But when Jesus answered his question, this expert was so impressed. The Bible says that this expert said, "Well said, Jesus, you're right." And then Jesus looks intently on this expert. This man who was started as a know-it-all, trying to trip Jesus up. And Jesus really sees him. He sees beneath everything. He sees all the great knowledge that this expert has acquired over a lifetime. He sees all the talks this expert has given, all the debates this expert has had. Jesus sees him, really sees him, and he looks at him and says, "You are not far from God and God's plan for your life." Just as Jesus saw Zacchaeus, Just as he saw the woman at the well, and he saw Nicodemus, and he saw the blind man, and he saw the children, Jesus sees this expert. And we learn here that Jesus calls me and you to love God and to love people. To love God and to love people. To love God with everything that I have, to tell God that I love him, to show God that I love him, to keep on learning to love him more and more. I love God by participating in things like VBS and Awana, by talking to him in prayer, by learning to pray the Lord's Prayer that we prayed earlier, by going to church to worship him, and to love my neighbor. You know, in the Bible, my neighbor isn't just the person who lives on my street or who lives in the apartment next door to mine. In the Bible, my neighbor is anyone I come in contact with who needs my love. In fact, my neighbor could be someone I don't even really know. It could be someone I don't even really like. If they need my love, they are my neighbor. And loving God and loving people isn't just for kids. These two commands are for all of us. And if there's one legacy that I hope to leave at Glenkirk as your senior pastor, it's that we be a community of followers of Jesus who follow Jesus in such a way that we are continually learning to love God more and more and continually learning to love our neighbor and expanding the circle of who we see as our neighbor. We will never outgrow our need to obey these commands. And it turns out that Jesus is the real expert in God's commands. And even this expert realized that Jesus was the bigger expert. And I wonder what happened after this. I wonder if this expert believed in Jesus and followed him. The Bible doesn't tell us. I hope so. So as we finish Ocean Commotion, what a great way to move forward from what we've learned and experienced this last week. To commit ourselves to follow Jesus by loving God and loving people. Because of all the commands that we find in the Bible, and there are a lot of them, they are all summed up in these two, to love God and to love our neighbor. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this last week of VBS. Thank you for our celebration of Ocean Commotion and all that you've done in the 180 or so kids who participated. Thank you for your work in homes with parents and grandparents and guardians and older brothers and sisters and students that have helped kids engage their imagination and dive deep into the ocean of your love. And as we think about moving forward, you and that loves others. May that be what this church is known for. May that be what the kids of this church are known for. May that be the legacy, the gift that we give to our community and our world, that we are a people that love you with all that we have and that love our neighbors as we love ourselves. Make it so. We pray these things in Christ's name. Amen.